ते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। गन साइड विद मी। नारायणं नमस्कृत्या नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयामुदीरये नष्टप्रायेषु भद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवते उत्तम श्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैश्चिकी। सो वी आर रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद्भागवतम कैंटो 10th चैप्टर 20th एंटाइटल्ड द रेनी सीजन एंड ऑटम टेक्स्ट 22nd। सरस्व शांतरोधाशु न्यूसुर अंगापि सारसा गृहेश्व शांतकृत्येषु ग्रम्यैव दुराशयः। सरस्व शांतरोधाशु न्यूषुरंगापि सारसः गृहेश्व शांतकृत्येषु ग्राम्य इव दुराशयः। माताजी सहर्षुषु upon the lakes, Ashant, disturbed, Rodashu, whose banks, Nyusuhu, continue to dwell, Anga, my dear king, Api, indeed, Sarasaha, the cranes, Griheshu, in their home, Ashant, feverish, Krityeshu, where activities are performed, Gramyaha, materialistic men, Iva, indeed, Durasheha, whose minds are contaminated. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. The cranes continued dwelling on the shores of the lakes, although the shores were agitated during the rainy season, just as materialistic persons with contaminated minds always remain at home, despite the many disturbances there. Purport: during the rainy season, there are often mudslides around the shores of lakes, and thorny bushes stones and other debris sometimes accumulate there. Despite all these inconveniences, ducks and cranes continued meandering around the lake shores. Similarly, innumerable painful occurrences are always disturbing family life. But a materialistic person never even considers leaving his family in the hands of his grown sons and going away for spiritual improvement. He regards such an idea as shocking and uncivilized because he is completely ignorant of the absolute truth and his relationship to that truth. Om Jnanati Mirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena. Chaitanya Mano Vishtam Apitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamahiyam Tadati Sotikam. Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Guru Vaishnavamsa Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Haganar Gunatham Tam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Anijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sagana Lalita Shri Vishakham Vitamsha. He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dinabandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namastute Tapta Kanchan Gaurangi Adhe Vrindavaneshwari Vishbhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpataru Bhescha Kripa Sindhu Bevacha Maritanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Namaum Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishtaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swamitinam Namaste Sarasvate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Pashyatya Deshatarine Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. So I'll read the translation. The cranes continued dwelling on the shores of the lakes, although the shores were agitated during the rainy season, just as materialistic persons with contaminated minds always remain at home despite the many disturbances there. So I would like to seek the blessings of all the assembled devotees so that I may say something meaningful, inspiring and purifying for myself. So the word Durashaya appears in the last line, Gramme Iva Durashaya. That means Ashaya means hope, Durashaya means bad hope or false hope. So this verse is saying that how these cranes and ducks, although they have lot of inconveniences, but they still not go away because they have that false hope of enjoyment. And similarly, the comparison is given that materialistic person, those are addicted to sense enjoyment, although they face so many troubles and inconveniences, still they have the false hope of enjoyment. Prahlad Maharaj, in one of the verses, in one of his prayers, he says, Nate vidu swarth gatim hi Vishnu, durashayaye bahirartham aninas. So he's saying that Prabhupada translates durashaya, this word, being ambitious to enjoy this material world. So, Prahlad Maharaj is saying that people do not know Nate Vidu Swarth Gatim Hi Vishnu, that their self-interest lies in serving Lord Vishnu. So not knowing their self-interest, they are having all the false hopes of enjoyment in the material world. Durashaya, bahirarthamaninas. Trying to enjoy in the externals, the sense gratification. So although Krishna has actually labeled this world as dukhalyam ashashvatam, but we are hoping that by making some adjustment somewhere, that it will become a sukhalayam. So that is the false hope, that is the durashaya. We can see that everyone is suffering in this world, but still there is a promise that probably this new model of car, it will actually make the world sukhalayam. Or this new model of iPhone, this will change life, this will bring great joy. So this is what is something missing in our life, and now we have come out with this product, and now this world will actually become sukhalayam. So there are so many promises like that. But one can question that will this new model of car not consume the fossil fuels? Will it not exhaust the toxic gases? Or will it not get stuck in the traffic jam? So, if you ask, you say no, that will not happen. Right? Or will the harsh words of the people in this world sound sweeter when heard on the iPhone new model? That will also not happen. So how is going to make any change in the life? But still there is a false hope, durashaya, that by this new gadgets the life will be good. So it is explained that although people, they see that actually their life is not changing, it's becoming more and more miserable, still they cannot give up the false hope that someday it will become enjoyable, it will become sukhalayam. They just cannot give up this false hope. That is durashaya. Right? Just like duratya, very difficult to give up. So this false hope that we will be able to enjoy this material world and will be a happy place, it's very strong rooted, very difficult to give up. Durashaya. So Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he writes in one of the bhajans, Yadi te hari pad saroj sudha rasapan param hridayam satatam parihritya griham kalibhavamayam paj godrum kanana kunja vidum. Said, if in your heart you want to constantly relish the sweet nectar juice of serving the lotus feet of Lord Hari, then you should give up all the hopes of enjoyment centered around sense gratification. And with simple and faithful heart, just worship Lord Chaitanya, who is the beautiful moon arisen from the kunjas of Godrum forest. Similarly, Prahlad Maharaj also, he tells his father, Tat sadhu manne asur varre dehi naam, sada samudvigna dhyam asat grahat. That those who have accepted this body to be the self and trying to enjoy sense gratification in this bodily concept of life, they are always in anxiety. Sada samudvigna dhyam asat grahat. So this, their hope is asat. Their hope of enjoyment in this material world is actually false. There he says, hitvatma patam. Please give it up. So he says, please give it up and take shelter of Lord Hari. Go to Vrindavan. So Prabhupada translates this verse. He says, the best of knowledge that I have learned from a spiritual master is that anyone who is seeking everlasting happiness through this temporary material body by making some temporary material arrangement, will always be full of anxieties. Sada samudvigna. So Prabhupada here, he translates the word griham, right? Hitvatma patam griham andukupam. The word graha, you know, gramme, or the same, the household life. Prabhupada translates the word graha as bodily concept of life. So even this word, which is saying that one should give up one's materialistic household life, in a more generalized sense, it refers to the bodily concept of life. So this verse applies to all, not just to the householders, but all those who are in the bodily concept of life. So Prahlad Maharaj is saying that please give up this false hope, this durashaya. The word ashaya also means shelter. The ashaya word means hope and also means shelter. The word jal ashaya. One who's taken shelter of the water, the living as jalashaya. So the word durashaya, it also means a false shelter. This is a false hope and false shelter. So Prahlad Maharaj is saying that my dear father, you please give up this false shelter and take the shelter of Lord Hari. Vanam gato yad hari mashrayeta. So actually spiritual life is a journey from durashaya to hari mashraya. That we give up the false shelter. It's a process that we make a journey, make progress from giving up the false shelter and accepting the shelter of Lord Hari, Hari Mahashrayata, the true shelter. So today is a very auspicious day. It is a day where, day of Krishna's water and swing pastimes. Today is the appearance of Shishi Radha Raman Dev. They very mercifully appeared amongst us also over here. Today is the appearance day of Srila Madhavendra Puri, the appearance day of Srila Srinivasacharya, and the disappearance of Srila Parameshwari Das Thakur. So tomorrow evening there will be Krishna's water and swing pastime in Vrindavan forest. You all can come and witness that. So I would like to speak briefly upon the appearance of Shishi Radha Raman Dev, about the glories of Srila Madhavendra Puri and Srila Srinivasacharya. From the life of these great souls, we can learn how to give up durashaya, as is being said in this word, grammeva durashaya. That one has to give up this false hope and the false shelter. So it is described that when during a South Indian tour, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he stayed for the 4 months of Chaturmasya at the house of Venkata Bhatta. And while he was staying, he had a little son named Gopal who had the opportunity to serve Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So actually nothing much is described about Gopal Bhatta Goswami in Chaitanya Charitamrita, because when Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami came to ask his permission, he said, please do not write about me anything. So actually, hardly his name is also mentioned in Chaitanya Charitamrita. But one of the disciples in the line of Gopal Bhatta Goswami, Narhari Chakravarti, he has written the glories of Gopal Bhatta Goswami in the book Bhakti Ratnakar. So it is described that Vallabha Bhatta, he engaged his son in cleaning the place where Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would honor Prasad, and he would engage Gopal in massaging the feet of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Similarly, it described that Tapan Mishra had engaged his son Raghunath Bhatta in exactly the similar way. Raghunath Balya Kaila Prabhu Rasevana Uchishtha Marjana Ar Pada Samvahana. So in his childhood, he served Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu by Uchishtha Marjana Ar Pada Samvahana, by cleaning the remnants and by massaging the lotus feet of the Lord. So this is actually a very important lesson, that the parents should engage, or they should encourage their children to render humble menial service to the advanced devotees. By doing such service, their devotional service can actually blossom. I was recently traveling in a train and just in the same compartment there was a couple sitting and they had a small daughter, less than 2 years old. So this little girl, she was very restless. She wanted to grab hold of the specs of one of the boy sitting nearby. And when that parents tried to forbid, she would actually scream. She was uncontrollable like a whirlwind. I was keeping a safe distance from this girl, but intermittently she would look towards my specs also. And I would become cautious. There was another lady, middle-aged lady, a mother. She was sitting in the same compartment and she was watching all this. So she just could not keep quiet. She said, "You are simply pampering your daughter. You should actually learn to discipline her. If you cannot discipline her, by the age of 3, she will remain uncontrollable throughout her life." So I was actually hearing and I thought it actually makes sense that children should not be just pampered. Of course, they have to be shown love and care, but they should be disciplined also. And one of the way to discipline is to engage them in performing menial services. Raghunath balya kaila prabhu ra sevana chishtha marjana ar pad samvahana. So the children Venkata Bhatta and even Tapan Mishra, they engage their small children in rendering this menial service to the Lord. Uchishtha marjana ar pad samvahana. And we see that how by rendering such menial services, the little Gopal, he became Gopal Bhatta Goswami. And Raghunath, he became Raghunath Bhatta Goswami. He became such elevated Vaishnavas. So Gopal Bhatta was instructed by the Lord not to get married, but to serve his parents. And after they depart, he should join Rupa and Sanatan Goswami in Vrindavan. So it's described that when Gopal Bhatta Goswami, he went to Vrindavan, Rupa Goswami, Sanatan Goswami and all the other Vaishnavas of Vrindavan, they welcomed him with great joy. And Sanatan Goswami had his worshipable deity Shri Radha Madan Mohan. Rupa Goswami was worshipping Radha Govind Dev. But Gopal Bhatta Goswami, he had 12 Shaligram Shilas. He would tie them in a cloth and wear around his neck. He would always worship them with great love and devotion. So as His Grace Gaur Gopal Prabhu described yesterday, that a wealthy merchant came to Vrindavan and he was offering flutes, crowns, pile and all the deity paraphernalia, chokers, and try to recall what all is there in the... So in this way, all the various paraphernalia was offered by this wealthy merchant to the Goswamis. And but Gopal Bhatta Goswami, he thought, actually, I cannot offer all these things. I cannot decorate this form of the Lord with all this paraphernalia. So it was the day of Narsingh Chaturdashi that Gopal Bhatta Goswami, he prayed that, "My Lord, you appeared in a very special form for your devotee Prahlad. Adrishyat ate adbhut rupam udvahan." As His Gaurav Prabhu elaborated. So you appeared for your devotee Prahlad Maharaj. So kindly manifest also a form in which I can serve you with all this paraphernalia. So the next day morning when he goes to worship his shilas, he opens, he sees that one of his shila, Damodar shila, it became a 12-inch deity, the black Krishna, very beautiful, as you can actually see the darshan of the Lord. So it described that the deity was bent, he had a threefold bending form playing upon his flute, and the beauty of this deity was specially very enchanting. Ati adbhut rupam, right? It was a special, very wonderful form. So when Gopal Bhatt Goswami, he saw this wonderful mercy of the Lord upon him, he actually did not become proud. He did not immediately put the photos on the Facebook saying that how the Lord has shown me mercy, etc. Right? Didn't want to boast about it, but he prostrated before the Lord, offered his heartfelt prayers, and he actually humbled himself. So similarly, actually we learn that how if we also execute devotional service sincerely, we all will also experience some reciprocation from Krishna. We may not be able to see his beautiful lotus feet, but we will be able to see his hands in our life. So whenever we feel some reciprocation, we all have felt actually in due course of time, so Krishna reciprocates with the sincere desires of his devotees. When he reciprocates, we should not feel that, oh, I am very special. But we should feel that, oh, I am so insignificant, so conditioned, good for nothing. But still the Lord is actually guiding me. He is reciprocating with me. So that should make us more humble. So in this way, Gopal Bhatt Goswami, he became humbler when the Lord actually fulfilled his desire. Described when all the other Goswamis, headed by Rupa and Sanatan, they heard that their lordships have appeared, Shri Radha Ramanji. They all came to took darshan in great excitement. So on seeing the super excellent beauty of the deity, they all exclaimed that indeed this form of their lordship is Ati Adbhut Rupam. It's a super excellent. For it has the beautiful lotus feet of Shri Radha Madan Mohanji, it has the attractive waist of Govindji, and the charming face of Shri Gopinath. So in this way they celebrated all of them together the appearance of Shri Radha Ramandev by holding a wonderful festival. It was this day, the day after Narasingh Chaturdashi, and till today a big festival is held in Shri Radha Raman temple in Vrindavan to commemorate the appearance of their lordships. So third canto of Srimad Bhagavatam describes Tum Bhakti Yoga Paribhavit Hrit Saroja Asse Shut Ikshit Patho Nanunatha Pumsam Redhyadhyata Urugaya Vibhavayanti Tattadvapupanayase Saduk Anugrahaya. Prabhupada translates that, O my Lord, you always dwell in the vision and hearing of your pure devotees. You also live in their lotus-like hearts, which are purified by devotional service. O my Lord, who are glorified by exalted prayers, you show special favor to your devotees by manifesting yourself in the eternal forms in which they welcome you. So in this way, yad yad dhyata urugaya vibhavayanti, as per the desires of the devotees to worship the Lord appears in those forms to reciprocate with them. So in this way, the Lord appeared as Shri Radha Ramandev to his dear devotee Srila Gopal Bhatt Goswami, who was a completely surrendered soul at the lotus feet of the Lord. He was a Harim Ashraya who has taken full shelter. And today is also the appearance day of Srila Srinivasacharya. Srinivasacharya is a direct disciple of Gopal Bhatt Goswami. So I would briefly try to recollect his glorious devotional service and his great contribution in our sampradaya. So it's mentioned that Srila Srinivasacharya, he was born to a Brahmin father named Gangadhar, whose wife's name was Lakshmi Priya. So both Gangadhar and Lakshmi Priya, they were devotees of Lord Gauranga. And when Srinivas was described, but actually he was when a small child, his mother would regularly sing Gaur Kirtan into his ears. So, hearing those sweet melodious songs, glorifying Lord Gauranga, it would fill the heart of the child, Srinivas, with great joy. So, describe that, actually before Srinivas was born, one day Gangadhar, he was going towards Navadvip, and in Katwa he heard that Nimai is taking sannyas. So he witnessed the whole ceremony of sannyas, the shaving of the Lord's head, and the Keshav Bharati giving the name Shri Krishna Chaitanya. So he described that on witnessing this and on hearing the name, he was in a state of shock witnessing the whole ceremony. The shock was mixed with great excitement. He was experiencing the emotion of transcendental happiness and sadness simultaneously. So in that great upsurge of spiritual emotions, he just started chanting, Chaitanya, 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 Chaitanya. He went on chanting. If I have to repeat the number of times he chanted, then actually the class will get over and we'll be still chanting the name of Lord Chaitanya. So, he felt great ecstasy in chanting the name of Lord Chaitanya, and the people then named him Chaitanya Das. So he became known as Chaitanya Das from then onwards. Chaitanya Radas Mui, Chaitanya Radas, Chaitanya Radas Mui, Thar Das Radas. So described, Advaita Acharya, he recited this shloka, that I am a servant of Lord Chaitanya, I am a servant of Lord Chaitanya, I am a servant of Lord Chaitanya, I am a servant of the servant of Lord Chaitanya. So I will just digress a little bit to explain this beautiful sentiment which the devotees, which Srila Advaita Acharya feels in being called himself as Chaitanya Das. So he described in Chaitanya Charitamrita that Advaita Acharya, he considers Lord Chaitanya to be his Prabhu and himself to be his servant, Chaitanya Das. And in the happiness of considering himself to be a servant of Lord Chaitanya, this guy, but he completely forgets himself. Now one may say happiness in feeling to be a servant of somebody, right? In this world, seems to be contradictory. How can someone be happy and be a servant? In this world, servant is someone who has to hear the harsh word of the master, do this, don't do this. Right? There is a verse which describes, Kam krodhera dasa haya tar lathi khai. One who is a servant of lust and anger, he gets the lathi, he gets the stick beating. Right? So the word servant usually implies one who is punished, one who lathi khai, one who receives a stick. So it's actually a derogatory term, servant. Right? No one likes to call himself as a servant. In cities actually, now the servants also, they have a sense of self-esteem. Right? If you call somebody as a knocker, servant, he will say, hey, knocker? Knocker kisko bolta hai? Right? So they would like to be called themselves as executive workers, right? And the sweepers, they are nowadays called as sanitation officers, right? So no one likes to be called a servant or a sweeper. There is a sense of esteem. Well, it's a derogatory term in this material world. But actually, Advaita Acharya, he feels great happiness in calling himself Chaitanya Das. That I am a servant of Lord Chaitanya. The queen of Lord Krishna Kalindi says, Sa aham tad graham arjani. That I am a sweepress in the house of Krishna. Right? So the queen, she feels joy in calling herself a sweepress. Advaita Acharya, the Mahavishnu, he feels great joy in calling himself a servant. Because what is derogatory in this material world is actually a very high position. It's a very privileged position in the spiritual world. This material world is like a reflection. So this term is very derogatory. So Advaita Acharya feels great bliss in calling himself as servant of Lord Chaitanya, servant of Lord Chaitanya. Similarly, Gangadhar, he felt great happiness when he was named as Chaitanya Das, that I am a servant of Lord Chaitanya. So both Chaitanya Das and Lakshmi Priya, they, with the permission of and the blessings of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, they conceived Srinivas as their son and they raised him in a very devotional way. Described that when Srinivas was just a young boy, he had the great fortune of associating with Narahari Sarkar. Narahari Sarkar, he is the younger brother of Mukunda Sarkar, Mukunda Das, who is the father of Raghunandan. They are all from Sri Khanda. So whenever there is a description of the resident of Sri Khanda, it is headed by Mukunda Das, Narahari and Raghunandan. The famous author of Chaitanya Mangal, Lochan Das Thakur, he was a disciple of Narahari Sarkar. So Narahari Sarkar, he was actually very close associate of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So the devotional service of Srinivas, it actually blossomed in the association of Narahari Sarkar. Similarly, we see it described when Raghunath Das Goswami was a small boy, Haridas Thakur has visited his village, Chandpur. And Raghunath, he would daily go to meet Srila Haridas Thakur. And Haridas Thakur was very merciful upon him. Haridas Kripa Kare Tahara Upare Sai Kripa Karan Haila Chaitanya Pai Bare. It's Haridas Kripa Kare Tahara Upare. So Haridas Thakur actually bestowed his mercy upon boy Raghunath. And that mercy, Krishna's Kaviraj Goswami saying, was the cause that he finally attained the lotus feet of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So again, the same point as we discussed, that how if the children are engaged in their early childhood, they are encouraged to associate and serve the advanced devotees, then by their mercy, their devotional service can actually blossom. In this context, His Holiness Radhana Swami Maharaj was saying that if the parents see that their children are becoming attached to the advanced devotees, it should bring them pleasure. In fact, this should be the greatest pleasure of all spiritually cultured parents, he said. So in this way, Srinivasacharya, he advanced greatly in the association of Narahari Sarkar. And he begged initiation from Narahari Sarkar, but Narahari Sarkar said that it's Mahaprabhu desired that you should take initiation from Gopal Bhatt Goswami. And Narahari Sarkar encouraged him that you should go to Puri to see the lotus feet of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So he was just a young boy at that time, and on the encouragement of Narahari Sarkar, Srinivasacharya, he travelled towards Jagannath Puri. So he described that since his childhood, Srinivas had heard the glories of the most merciful incarnation, Lord Gauranga. And now, and it has been actually his cherished dream that he can one day see the beautiful face of the Lord. So now finally he is going, he is travelling, and heart is actually overflowing with great spiritual emotion, with great transcendental bliss, anticipating that soon he will be meeting and seeing the lotus face of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So while he was en route to Jagannath Puri, he found a group of people were weeping and crying. And he asked them, what has happened? They said, oh, you don't know, Lord Gaurasundar has disappeared from this world. So just as these words fell upon his ears, it was like a thunderbolt hitting him. He just fell to the ground unconscious. So it was the most cherished goal, his most cherished dream, that he can see the lotus feet of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu one day. Srila Prabodhananda Saraswati Thakur, he writes, oh, who is that most fortunate person who has personally seen Lord Chaitanya? Sachi sutam achikarat kahaya bhuri bhaga. Who is that greatly fortunate person who has seen Lord Chaitanya personally? So here Srinivasacharya, he was on the way to receive that great fortune of seeing the Lord personally. But the Lord, just a little time before, the Lord departed from this world. So Srinivasacharya thought that Now there is no meaning to his living and he should end his life. While he was still lying unconscious, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared to him in a vision and told him that you go to Puri and take shelter of Gadadhar Pandit. And you should study Srimad Bhagavatam from him. And then the Lord disappeared and Srinivasacharya, he solaced himself remembering the instruction of the Lord and he travels towards Jagannath Puri and there goes and meet Gadadhar Pandit. And he conveys to Gadadhar Pandit the instruction of the Lord and Gadadhar Pandit was very happy and joyful to receive Srinivasacharya. And he said, yes, I will definitely teach you Srimad Bhagavatam. But since the discipline of the Lord, whenever I open Srimad Bhagavatam, there are torrents of tears from my eyes. And that has washed away, it has blotted all the ink. So it's not readable, my copy of Srimad Bhagavatam. So now you please go and arrange another copy and come back. So you should hurry up, for the separation from the Lord is actually intolerable for me. So, to describe that, he goes and Narhari Sarkar arranges a copy of Srimad Bhagavatam and when he comes back, while just at the outskirts of Jagannath Puri, he hears the news that Gadadhar Pandit, being unable to bear the pain of separation from his beloved Lord, has also departed from this world to join him in the spiritual world. So, Srila Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami, he says that the fact that we are living happily in this world, it shall show that we have no love for Krishna. Said, if there is love for Krishna, then there cannot be separation. If there is separation, one cannot live. So, describe, in this world, there is not even a slightest fragrance of pure love for Krishna. Dure shuddha prema ganda kapata pramera banda sehe mora nahi Krishna paaye. Said, dure shuddha prema ganda. There is not a slight fragrance of pure love for Krishna. If anyone says he has love for Krishna, it is a kapat. It is a hypocrisy. And that hypocrisy will not let you attain Krishna, he says. But Gadadhar Pandit, he had that rare treasure of pure love for Krishna. And he could not bear that separation from the Lord and he departed. Once again hearing this news, Srinivasacharya, he was devastated completely. He thought, now there is actually no reason for me to live. So I will now go and drown myself in the Ganges. Thinking like this, he again fell to the ground unconscious and then Gadadhar Pandit appeared to him. And he says that that it is my desire and the desire of Lord Chaitanya that you go to Vrindavan and take shelter of Srila Rupa and Sanatana Goswami. So Srinivasacharya was feeling great pain within his heart. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had asked Ramanand Rai, Dukh madde kaun dukh hai guru thar? Among all the kind of distresses or painful situation, which is the most painful? And Ramanand Rai had replied, Krishna Bhakti Viraha Vina Dukh Nahi Dekhi Par, that apart from the separation of the devotees of the Lord, I do not see any unbearable pain in this world. So Srinivasacharya, he had to again suffer that unbearable pain of being separated from one of the very dearmost associate, very close associate of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Gadadhar Pandit. But again hearing the instructions from Gadadhar Pandit and finding solace, he starts towards Vrindavan. Describe, he goes through Bengal, he sees all the associates of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu who had personally seen the Lord. He goes and offers them obeisances, take their blessings and then finally travels towards Vrindavan. As he reaches Vishram Ghat, he was about to take his bath. Again he sees there were a group of people crying. And then he learns that how Rupa and Sanatana Goswami has also left this world. He said, now in taking bath I should better drown myself only, not come out. Again hearing it was actually devastating for him. You can see actually one after another. But again, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Gadadhar Pandit, Rupa and Sanatan, they appears to him and they say, you should go and take shelter of Gopal Bhatt Goswami and study Srimad Bhagavatam under Jiva Goswami. Now just consider the life of Srinivas Acharya. One may say he is such a advanced devotee, free from all the faults. Why could Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu not stay a little longer to give him personal audience? Why could he not make Gadadhar Pandit stay a little longer so that he could teach Srimad Bhagavatam? Why did Sanatana and Rupa Goswami disappeared before he could even meet them? Right? This is very, actually, one can question. Right? So, but Srinivas Acharya, he simply accepts the will of the Lord. So we have to know that the will of the Lord actually is inconceivable. We cannot understand why the Lord does what he does. But we have to simply accept. Right? So our devotional service should not be conditional that only if I am in this particular situation, I have only this particular shelter, and this particular place can I render devotional service. Otherwise I cannot, I just give up. Or I keep my bead bag aside now. But no, but Srinivas Acharya, he takes the instruction to his heart, the Lord and his devotees, and continues to render, having the faith in the Lord, having the faith of the shelter of the Vaishnavas. And it is described that how Srinivas Acharya, he was the eldest among all the three, Narottam Das, Thakur Shyamanand Pandit, he studied Srimad Bhagavatam from Jiva Goswami and other Goswami literatures. And then he formed the first book distribution party. Not a bus party, a bullock cart party. And they went around distributing the books of Goswamis. And he actually made the king of Jajigram, King Birambir, as his disciple. He converted him to Vaishnavism, and this king actually then patronized the whole Bengal into Vaishnavism. And Srinivas Acharya also introduced another beautiful Manohar style of Kirtan. It is very famous in Bengal even now. So in this way Srinivas Acharya, he live a very legendary life of having shelter at the lotus feet of Lord Hari. And today is also the appearance day of Srila Madhavendra Puri. We are celebrating this 21 days long festival of Chandan Yatra, which was started by Srila Madhavendra Puri. And today is the auspicious day of his appearance. So I feel very privileged to have the opportunity to just briefly recount his glorious devotional service and his contribution in love of Godhead. Srila Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami describes, Jayoshi Madhav Puri Krishna Prema Pur Bhakti Kalpatru Rate Ho Prathama Ankur. He said, all glories to Srila Madhavendra Puri, the storehouse of all devotional service unto Krishna. It is in him that the seed of the desire tree of devotional service first fructified. So, very important phrase over here, that he was the storehouse of all devotional service to Krishna. So he described that once when Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was in Pandharpur, he comes to know that Sri Rangapuri is also staying in Pandharpur. As soon as he hears, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu hurries to meet Sri Rangapuri. Sri Rangapuri was a disciple of Srila Madhavendra Puri. As soon as he goes and sees Sri Rangapuri, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, in great ecstasy, he falls flat to the ground, offering the obeisance to Sri Rangapuri. It is described that there were tears of eyes, there were trembling, the hair standing on end, and all the other symptoms of ecstasy on his body. Seeing that, Sri Rangapuri, he picks up Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and he says something very striking. He says, Shripad dharmura gosaira sambandh, taha vina anyatra nahi ei premera gandh. He said, Shripad, dharmura gosaira sambandh, you must certainly be related to my master, Srila Madhavendra Puri. For without him, there cannot be even a slight fragrance of love for Krishna in this world. Taha vina anetra nahi e premera gan. This kind of aesthetic love is not possible without the connection of Srila Madhavendra Puri. For he is the storehouse of all devotional service to Krishna. So, Srila Madhavendra Puri, he passed on that great treasure of the storehouse of devotional service in Parampara to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Ishwar Puri, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and in this disciplic succession. And we see that how it was received and distributed by Srila Prabhupada in the Western world. So, if we can surely say that if anyone has a slight treasure of this pure devotional service to Krishna in the Western world, and even in most of the part of India, he must certainly be related to Srila Prabhupada. For without him, there cannot be such fragrance of pure love for Krishna. Taha vina anatra nahi e premera gand. So he described that because Srila Madhavendra Puri, he had that great ecstatic love, he was filled with love for Krishna. Being attracted by that love, Lord Gopal appeared to the public vision. Yar prem vashaya prakat haila, seva angikara kari jagat tarila. Srila Prabhupada translates, being obliged because of the loving affairs of Madhavendra Puri, Lord Krishna himself appeared as the Gopal deity, and accepting his service, he liberated the whole world. Seva angikara kari jagat tarila. So, again yesterday, His Grace Gaur Gopal Prabhupada describing how the Lord appeared in so many places around the world, being obliged by the love of Srila Prabhupada. Yara prema vashahaya prakat haila. Then he provides the opportunity for the conditioned soul, so many of them, to serve him and thus be actually liberated and thus advance in devotional service. There is a beautiful story of Srila Prabhupada installing rather Gopinath deities at Sydney, Australia. So when he brought the deities, he said there were devotees who had just joined 1 or 2 weeks back. Right? And Srila Prabhupada said, I have to now initiate at least 5 Brahmanas. And these devotees had never heard the word Brahmana. And they are going to be initiated as Brahmanas. They even didn't know what is initiation. Not to talk as a Brahman initiation. But Srila Prabhupada, he decides that he will initiate them as Brahmanas. And there was a fire sacrifice just started. And they realized there is no Brahman thread. And Balimardhan, he took off his Brahman thread. He said, go and purchase some thread from the market immediately and make some Brahman threads. Someone hurried and brought some kind of thread from the market, tied the knots and made Brahmana threads. So this was the, you can imagine that how Srila Prabhupada was rushing against time. So he wanted to install the deities so that devotees can serve and be purified. So Prabhupada saw that all the devotees were actually totally neophyte. They had not made any proper arrangement for any of the items for deity installation. Right? So he was upset. So before leaving, he saw the deities. Before leaving, he says, my Lord, I am leaving in the hand of Malechas. You please guide them how to serve you. We have here seminars, every 6 months, deity worship seminars. But Prabhupada said, my Lord, you take seminar for them. You guide them as Paramatma how to worship you properly. Right? Because he was, as I said, rushing against time. And actually it's a very unusual prayer to the Lord. For the deity installed, and also now you train them to serve yourself. But later, 1 year back when Srila Prabhupada returned, he saw that the deities are being served very nicely. The devotees had built a nice altar for the deities. Right? And they feel actually, so the Lord actually accepted that prayer. Right? So he accepted that loving prayer of Srila Prabhupada. He, being obliged, he manifested and accepted. Yara prema vashaya prakata haila, seva angikara kari jagat tarila. He, by accepting the service of all these people, he actually delivered them. So even 2 years after the, so I'll take another few minutes. Baldev Prabhu has given me the allowance to go up to 9:30. So another 5 minutes I'll end, just one or two more pastime of Srila Madhavendra Puri. So 2 years after the disappearance, after the appearance of Lord Gopal, he asked Madhavendra Puri to bring Chandan for him. So it was not a very easy task to bring Chandan. He had to travel a far distance. He had no money. He had no place for to stay. And all the provinces, they were being governed by the hostile Muslim government. So in this way, there were actually many difficulties in his bringing Chandan. But still, he very happily undertook all those difficulties for the pleasure of Lord Gopal. So describe, Bahu parishrame chandan remuna anila, ananda badila mane dukhana ganila. He said, with great hardship and with great labor, Bahu parishrame chandan remuna anila. He brought the chandan to remuna. And what? Ananda badila mane dukhana ganila. The joy in his heart actually increased. And he simply discounted all the troubles and hardships he had to personally undergo. So, sometime when we undergo some trouble or inconvenience in our service, we usually like to recount that, oh, this is the hardship I had to undergo, etc. But Srila Madhavendra Puri, he didn't recount, but he just discount. Right? Prabhupada translated that he just discounted all the troubles and the hardships. His heart was only filled with joy, oh, that Lord Gopal will be served very nicely. So thinking that, he forgot all the personal troubles. So we see similarly, Srila Prabhupada, he had to go enormous amount of difficulties to establish ISKCON. There were neophyte disciples. Someone sending back the sannyas danda by courier. You can imagine how to receive that courier, right? It's and so many controversies, mistakes. It was actually very hard for him to establish ISKCON. And for the Juhu temple, he actually literally fought a battle. Right? He had all the inexperienced disciples. Like inexperienced soldiers, and he had to fight a giant, Mr. N, who was very resourceful. Srila Prabhupada had no resources, only inexperienced disciples. But he continued to struggle, I think, so that he can build a temple. The disciples had even once cancelled the deed. Right? And Srila Prabhupada just hung up the phone and said, everything is finished. But still he did not give up the fight. He continued the battle against Mr. N, against the municipal authorities. So much trouble, so much hardship. But finally he built the temple for Sri Sri Radha Ras Bihari. Right? So we can say actually that after building the temple, right, his heart was filled with joy. And he didn't mind all the personal hardships and difficulties. So we can similarly say, just like say, Bahu Parishrame Chandan Remuna Anila. Bahu Parishrame Juhu Mandira Bandhila. Ananda Badila Mani Dukhana Ganila. And with great hardships, actually built the temple of Radha Ras Bihari in Juhu. But in his heart, there was only happiness. And he discounted all the hardships and difficulties. For that is the symptom of actually love. So the Lord, why should he feel hot? Right? His lotus feet are the source of millions of moons. They can cool the entire world. Why should he feel hot? But said, Ehi tara gada prema loke dekhaite, Gopal tare agya dila chandana anite. It is this Gaada Prem, this intense love of Srila Madhavendra Puri, that the Lord wanted to show to the whole world that this is the kind of devotional service that they do not mind any personal inconvenience troubles, but simply having the joy that the Lord will be served very nicely. So to demonstrate this, so this is the gold standard of devotional service. And so the Lord wanted to demonstrate that, and therefore He actually ordered Srila Madhavendra Puri to bring Chandan. So by the mercy of Srila Madhavendra Puri, the mercy of Srila Prabhupada, we have the opportunity to render some service today to Lord Gopal also, right? So we don't have to do bahu parishram, a little parishram of grinding the Chandan. We don't have to bring the Chandan. The Chandan is there, the stone slab is there. We can do a little parishram and grind Chandan, and the Lord will accept our service. And actually seeing that, we should feel the joy within our heart and discount all the little trouble we may have to undergo grinding the Chandan. Jai Srila Madhavendra Puri ki, Jai Srila Srinivas Acharya ki, Srila Radharaman Deyavirbhav Divas Maha Mahotsav ki, Srila Prabhupada ki, Tai Gaur Premanande. Thank you very much.